After lawmakers passed a measure in 2011 that would require state employees to contribute 3% of their salary to their retirement, a number of groups launched an effort to get the law declared unconstitutional. But the Florida Supreme Court has upheld the law.
The decision isn't final because it's right. The decision is right because it's final. The Supreme Court is the last appeal we had on this constitutional issue. There are no federal questions in here. I'm often asked, can we take it further? The answer is no.
That's Florida Education Association lawyer Ron Meyer. The association spearheaded the court challenge against the law, and Meyer says the outcome doesn't bode well for state employees like teachers, law enforcement officers, and, full disclosure, public radio reporters that are associated with state universities. Meyer says he disagrees with statements from Florida leaders who are calling the ruling a good thing.
Well, I think it's a great day for Florida families if starvation is a good thing. The fact of the matter is, a school teacher, a policeman, a state worker, all of these public employees can scarcely afford a 3% reduction in their pay. All you have to do is talk to those workers and see what impact it has already had on them.
The average state employee earns about $50,000 a year, according to the site FloridaOpenGov, which is operated by the Foundation for Government Accountability. And Meyer points out some earn much less. It's a paycheck hit Vonda Richardson, the interim assistant director of extension at Florida A&M University, says she's not happy about, but is willing to accept.
On one hand, it's 3% that's taken out of our salaries in a time when, you know, economic conditions are kind of tight. But I do understand, I'm originally from Georgia, and typically their state employees do pay into their teachers' retirement, so it's not a foreign concept to me.
But Maite Ezquitia, Broward County's deputy attorney, says she took her retirement benefits into account when she decided to take a government job.
When I agreed to come to work for the state or for the county, you agree to a lower salary, and one of the reasons for that is because you were counting on this benefit, and you work so many years into the system, and then at a later point in time they change the rules of the game, and you still are at the lower salary than you would be if you were in the private industry.
If the court had ruled against the law, it would have left lawmakers with about a $2 billion budget hole to fill. So far, the state's collected almost $1 billion from state workers, and it's expected to collect about $1 billion more by the summer. So now, some, like Florida Education Association attorney Meyer, are saying that should free up some money for state employee raises.
We hope that the governor and legislature will now take the reserve money that they say they were holding aside to pay for this decision had it gone the other way, and will indeed give more than lip service to rewarding the public employees in this state.
And Florida Governor Rick Scott has already talked about the possibility of granting merit-based raises.
I'm going to propose a performance-based pay plan again this year for state workers because I think that that it ought to be tied to how well they do. So I agree. I want to make sure that all state workers get paid fairly.
But some lawmakers say performance-based increases aren't enough for state workers who haven't seen a pay bump in about 7 years. A number of bills that would provide across-the-board increases for state employees have already been filed for the upcoming session, which begins in March. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.